The wisdom of the Coptic Church is that 2 weeks, two successive Sundays, at the end of the Coptic year, the Church speaks about the end of the world and selects passages from the Gospels that relate to the end of the world. And this is important because the trick from Satan is that we should forget about the end of the world or end of our life in general. When we live hoping or thinking or dreaming that we'll live on earth forever, we forget about God, we forget about our spiritual life, such that people speak always of the importance of the days that they live on earth. So people search hard for improving their standard of living, having more possessions, having more education for themselves and for their children, becoming very, very happy by improving their standard of living, possibly changing their cars, changing their houses, and this absorbs all their energy, all their intentions, and that's the trick from Satan, that we keep like that until one day we die suddenly without preparation, and then after that we may lose our eternity because we didn't think about it. So the Church comes the last 2 weeks in the Coptic calendar and say, stop, think a little bit, where are we going? So the passage that we listened to was conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples when they asked him how the end will be. Then he gave them some signs. This is the end. But we always say to ourselves, whether the end of the world will happen soon while we are still on earth or not, I myself will have my end soon. We know that people on earth do not live more than certain number of years, and it's understandable, as we saw it happening with our grandparents, with our elderly people, or some people even young that develop diseases or accidents and they lose their life. And they don't lose their eternity, they just lose the life on earth, but they start a new life. The feeling about this, when we speak about that, differs from one person to another. Some people get scared. They don't like that. Some people get depressed. Imagine that people are in club, having a lot of beer and music or dancing or something like that. And you go there, sit among them and say, you know, people, that you are going to die soon. It causes depression. It causes fear. And it robs them from their happiness. And that's the first feeling that the majority of us feel about it. Gradually, this feeling changes to comfort. If the end comes, it comes. A bit of comfort. Where does that comfort come from? We speak about that shortly. But the top feeling is that some people long to it. Some people really long to that. Remember Abuna Yusuf Asad, before he had the accident that ended his life on earth by a few days, was in a prayer meeting. And in that prayer meeting, there was a hymn about Saint Mary. He served the church by the name of Saint Mary, and he always spoke about Saint Mary as intercessor. And in that hymn, there's a verse or line that says, asking Saint Mary to multiply her help to her people, or her children. But he changed these words, surprisingly, for no reason, saying, multiply your help in the instant of my departure. And then he came to that line and kept repeating it, and people even got bored of that. He kept saying that line many, many times. Multiply your care the instant of my departure. Multiply your care the instant. And after a few days he died. He was 48 years old. People sometimes get desire to depart, and that's the maturity of a spiritual life. Where that desire comes from? Maybe the first point that we think about is that I have capital in his bank, in God's bank. Abuna Makari Yonan always say a nice prayer that say, please Lord, give me a chance to honor you on earth such that you'll honor me in heaven. Some of us honor God. They honor God from their money. They honor God from their efforts. They honor God by their purity. They honor God because they reject sins. So they honor God. Those ones have a capital in the bank of God. And based on that, they are not scared because they know. Imagine that you did favor to a certain person and then you discover that this person is really the judge that will determine your future in a court case or something like that. Suppose that you got a court case because of driving penalty, and along the way you met a person and you made him a favor, and then you discover that the person that you did favor to is the judge. So you have comfort that you honored this person and you expect an honor back. We do that to God. Whenever you do something good to God, you get confidence that I did that to you, Lord, then I have favor in your eye. I may be capable at one day, if I come to you, that you'll remember, Lord, that I served you. True that I'm sinful, true that I did many bad things, but I honored you in my service. I honored you on the day that I sacrificed this particular day. Some people have some instance in their life that they always remember. For example, I had a bad relationship, and because I love you, Lord, I trampled on this bad relationship. So I have that favor in the eye of God. Sometimes I was capable to get a certain job, but that job was taking me away from God, then I rejected that. We had people that tell us stories like this, and then they have the confidence that I honored God in my life, then I expect Him to honor me back when I come to Him. The other reason is to realize that the Lord can forgive. You know Psalm 103, Psalm that we speak about thanking the Lord. David had this psalm. It's very nice. First paragraph of Psalm 103. We use it in our prayer to give thanks to the Lord. David says that I'm thanking you, Lord, for the following. So he mentioned about 5-6 points. But the first thing that he thanks the Lord for is that he forgives our sins. We will realize the importance of forgiving sins at that instant when our souls departs our body. When we leave the earth, we will realize how important that our sins are forgiven. Some people, the word forgive my sins is not running in their mind that much. Their feeling is not in it. But the day that our souls departs our bodies, we realize the importance of our sins are forgiven. Because if our sins are not forgiven, then the devils will have a claim on us. We belong to them. But if our sins are forgiven, then we belong to Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. So forgiveness of our sins is the confidence for us that transfers the fear and the depression into even longing to be with God. The most important is to know Christ. To know Christ. I've seen number of cases in my life that always reminds me about how you love to follow someone. Like I stayed in Europe 7 years studying among students, and I saw some of these students coming from different nationalities that married, say, girls from these countries. And I saw how these girls say that we follow you. That someone, say, from Yemen, a very retarded style of life, can girl from Germany or from Europe fall in love with the person and she says, I follow you. He tells her that, well, look, you are going to a country that there is no hot water, there is no comfort, we live in tents. Then she says, I follow you. It gives me the feeling that when you love, you don't care where you go. Suffice me to know Christ and I follow him. I'm with you, Lord. I don't know what's heaven exactly. I don't know what's the pleasure of being in heaven, but I know how pleasurable it is to be with you. I remember Abuna Dawood Lama was telling a story about a very rich person, very rich businessman that goes to top places, top hotels in the whole world. And one day he said to Abuna, would you take me with you to go to a mission in Africa? Then Abuna told him, well, look, there are no luxurious hotels that you expect. We may end by sleeping on the floor without bed. We may end in a place that we can stay a couple of weeks without having shower. You understand that? He said, yes, I'll come with you. And he went to a mission in Africa. And as they finished the mission, this rich man said to Abuna, these were the most enjoyable days in my life. There was true that there was no place to have shower, true that there's no hot water, true that we slept without the luxury of being in five-star hotels, but we're very enjoying, we enjoyed very much the presence of God. So the presence of God in our life encourages us to understand that we can follow him. So may the Lord give us this courage to understand that life on earth is a period of training, that we know him, we love him, we are prepared, and there's no depression or no scare at all in the fact that the world will end. Because the world will never, anything that have beginning will have an end. Understand that. Have you ever seen something that had a beginning and doesn't have an end? Anything that begins has to end. So the beginning of living on earth is to be born from our parents, to live on earth. This will end. One day I will be with Christ. If we are with Christ, it's not scary. Why it's not scary? Because we did something for him, expect from him favor, and he forgave our sins, so we are free. We are not going to be punished anymore. He is our Redeemer, and we experienced how lovely it is to be with him. There are some people that have this transition from earth to heaven in a very smooth way. We've seen people at the instant of death very, very happy. I remember a number of people in our church that the instant of their death, they were extremely happy. They are natural. They cannot pretend at that time. There's no pretense in this feeling. But they are really happy. Where does that happiness come from? Is it because they are very well educated? No. Is it because they studied heavily? No. Is it because they are very rich? Of course, no. Then what makes them very comfortable at the instant? That they know Christ. I know him. I live with him. He helped me a lot. He saved me a lot from many things. I trust him. And I know that living with him is very comfortable. Then that instant is very smooth and very natural, and it's not scary. May the Lord give us this courage and this confidence in our conscience to have the proof that we belong to him. He wouldn't let us down at that instant that we need his help. Glory be to his name forever. Amen.